It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
At least 440 times. That's how many times the former guy reportedly invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination during a deposition by New York Attorney General Letitia James' office on Wednesday. More than 440 times. James is investigating whether Trump and his organization misled lenders, insurers, and tax authorities about the value of his properties. As he does these days, Trump issued a statement in which he said that he declined to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution, allegedly on the advice of his lawyers. Now, if you recall Trump speaking forcefully about the types of people who plead the Fifth, you might be a little confused. What was that you said, Donnie?
Fifth Amendment. The mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Fifth Amendment. Horrible. Horrible.
He pleaded the Fifth, and that was the end. We never heard about him again. This is like Watergate, only it's worse.
Well, before the deposition, Trump on social media said that the questioning would be a, quote, continuation of the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. My great company and myself are being attacked from all sides. Banana Republic. He should really look up the meaning of Banana Republic. Just saying. So this deposition was happening as part of a more than 3-year civil investigation into the Trump Organization's finances. And it came during an extraordinary week for the former guy. On Monday, the FBI executed a search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, which he claims is his primary residence these days in Florida, in connection with an investigation into his handling of classified documents. On Tuesday, a federal appeals court ruled against Trump and his efforts to block a House committee from obtaining his tax returns. Wednesday, of course, was the deposition. So what shoes will drop on Thursday and Friday? Stay tuned. There was a bit of welcome good economic news on Wednesday as the consumer price index rose 8.5% in July compared to a year earlier. If you're asking, that's good? Well, it's down from June's 9.1% inflation rate, which was a 40-year high. And the slowdown was slightly larger than economists had predicted, thanks to a significant drop in gasoline prices. There's a University of Michigan economics professor and author of economics textbooks, Justin Wolfers, who posted an interesting Twitter thread on Wednesday, some of it saying, quote, "Holy cow, there was zero inflation last month." That's the headline number, which is well below expectations of 0.2%. Also, a good core inflation reading. He said it's up 0.3%, also below expectations of 0.5%. And he said, finally, some good news on the inflation front. We've likely seen the inflation peak. Woohoo! But overall, of course, inflation still remains worryingly high, running at 8.5% over the past year. That's down from 9.1%, though. And a lot of that reflects the energy crisis. So better to focus on core inflation, which is now at 5.9% over the past year. No change from last month. So the bottom line is that this inflation number was encouraging. It tempers a lot of recent pessimism, and it may signal the start of a disinflationary trend. Fingers crossed. President Biden is now officially on vacation for the week. He's on Kiowa Island in South Carolina. Before leaving Washington, he signed the bill to expand federal health care services to veterans who were exposed to toxic burn pits on military bases. Biden saying to the veterans in attendance, quote, "We owe you. You're the very fiber that makes this country what it is." Passage of the law came after a years-long fight to guarantee that the estimated 3 million exposed veterans receive treatment for the chronic illnesses that many are blaming on these burn pits that were used to dispose of chemicals, medical equipment, human waste, and other materials. Biden said the law was long overdue. Now, as the Bidens left D.C., some House members are returning. That's because tomorrow, Friday, The House will vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. With only a four-vote cushion, Nancy Pelosi says Democrats can't afford to lose any of its members. But we are in the middle of the August recess. Lucky for them, the House still allows voting by proxy. Now, it was just extended by Speaker Pelosi through September 26th. Well, 143 members already are taking advantage of it. They've already sent letters to the clerk saying that they will be voting by proxy. What that means for the president, we don't really know. But with one-third of the members saying they're going to vote from home, it's a pretty strong indication that the floor will look kind of empty. And, by the way, Republicans have vowed that if they win back the House in November, they will do away with proxy voting in the next Congress. So they're back tomorrow to vote, and after that session, the House isn't due to vote again until September 13th. In fact, the House is only scheduled to be in session for 11 days the entire month. The final vote is set for September 30th. That'll give members a full 5 weeks back home before Election Day. And if you're hitting the road this month, you should be pleased to know that the average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. has now officially dipped below $4 a gallon for the first time in 5 months. Yeah, gas prices have risen to a nominal record high of $5.01 per gallon in mid-June, but they've been steadily dropping since then to Thursday's $3.99 a gallon. AAA spokesperson Andrew Gross credited the falling oil prices, lower demand, and President Biden's withdrawals from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a, quote, pretty good little Band-Aid. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.